Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is hosting the 8th annual Midlands Fall Plant and Flower Festival coming up this weekend at the State Farmers Market in West Columbia. You know, this is a wonderful event. I have been to it, and I hope everybody that has an opportunity can go.
Well, you're right. It is the 8th one that we've done here in Columbia. We've done the others in the fall for a few more years, but I think people are getting accustomed to the fact they can have a fall garden, make it colorful, and certainly everyone knows fall is a time to decorate outside because we can get outside again once the 90 degrees maybe get past us. So, yeah, coming up this weekend is a great opportunity out at the farmers market to just see what the possibilities are for you.
Now, there's vendors out there that aren't there all the time, and so you have an opportunity to see and take home things that may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, you're right about that. They're not permanent vendors on the market, but for the most part, we see a lot of our vendors who are with us from year to year come back every year. So that's a great sign that their businesses do well during these weekend events. And just speaks to the crowds that are coming and the dollars that they're spending. We think it's a good value in that it's free to get in. Now, what it costs to get out is dependent on the individual. But one great thing is that our partners from Clemson's Master Gardeners program are there. So if you want to ask some questions of the experts of what might fit and what soil and light and that type of thing. So we hope to have all that for you.
Absolutely. Now, if you happen to not be able to make this one, you actually have another opportunity up in PD at Florence the next weekend.
Well, you're right. We actually have a fall festival at each of the three state farmers markets. Coming up this weekend is PD Plant and Flower Festival, and then the following weekend up in Greenville at Autumn Fest. So we will cover the state, and again, with some of the same vendors. The event, as I said, is free. You can find out more information on the website, agriculture.sc.gov, to find out who is going to be there. One thing, when you come out to the market in West Columbia, you can always stop in to the tea room of the country store up in the retail building and do a little bit more shopping there up with Dupree Percival and his folks. So that's always a lot of fun.
Yes, and you know, also, because some of these vendors are here just this one weekend, you can oftentimes get special pricing.
Well, that's right, especially if you come late in the weekend when they would rather sell it than take it home. Don't tell them I said so, but I tell you, some of the vendors, we find that they have to replenish their inventory before the weekend is over. So that's just a sign that these festivals do exactly what we hope. It gives consumers a great opportunity to almost buy direct. In a lot of cases, they are. But a great opportunity probably for all of the vendors who are there to really have a good sales weekend. And everyone goes home happy.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.